Welcome to the James Bond Complex. My name is Matt.
I'm Edgar.
And today we are doing debriefing. Oh, by the way, we are a podcast that covers the entire James Bond phenomenon from Fleming to film and everything in between.
James Bond phenomenon.
I flubbed a little bit my line, but anyway. So it's debriefing day. Lots of things have happened since we
last... A lot of unofficial things have happened.
Yeah, some with the show itself, some in with Bond 25, and some with the entire Bond franchise at large.
Well, the only thing... I don't know what you're talking about, Matthew. To me, the only good news is that Funko Pop is back.
I was going to bring it up. But I'm...
It's too bad we already killed our chances by having them as a sponsor by shitting on their products time and time again.
I'm almost tempted to getting a few of them again.
After those creep shows I bought, forget it. And the new ones, I saw the images. I'm like, I'm not... That does not even look nice.
I'm positive about the existence of new Funko Pops because it means that... they must have sold rather well, and the licensee, and I think the guy that they hired to, I think it's this spring, they hired a new guy to help promote the Bond brand. Well, I'm guessing he must be doing his job properly, because they otherwise I don't think they would have renewed, and especially they are bringing Daniel Craig Bond products, which they have been timid about doing. Yeah, like
he actually looks like the worst one in the bunch. He looks like really ugly as a Funko Pop. They
all look ugly, if you want to be honest. They're that kind of like, they're meant to be cute ugly, but I just find them, and I'm like, I hope it leads the way to better product. I hope eventually we get, you know, they are doing like Netflix Stranger Things action figures.
Oh yeah, okay.
They're doing Stranger Things, and that's
never watched it, so I don't know what the action figures would be based on. But
whatever, like they did some from Walking Dead, and those are like much smaller and less prevalent franchises as the Bond franchise. Why? Like I'm still like, they had those prototypes about a decade and some change ago, and I'm like, I'm still waiting for those. I'm still waiting for my 6-inch line of Bond products. I don't want to pay $300 for $1. I want an entire franchise worth of toys.
I need my Rosa Klebb.
I know you want to. Or at least a Lego set. You know, some dude did a prototype of Lego sets. They had the Dr. No tank. They had the You Only Live Twice sub. You can find them easily online. Mm. That's the type of stuff.
They may have been testing the market with the Aston Martin that came out last year,
last year, just about. I don't know. I hope like we get bombarded with Bond products and not necessarily just high-end collectibles or those Oleo Brown shorts.
I know those upper deck cards came out, but it's like $100 for a box. I'm like,
it's not.
They look nice. They're well made. I've seen some pictures, but I'm like, that's a lot expensive for cardboard.
I don't know what the issue is with their licensing deals. I mean, we should have as much Bond stuff as, I guess, like, I wouldn't say Star Wars, but I mean, it's a brand that's on the same level. Is it because it's a bit more, I wouldn't say, it's PG-13? And most,
I don't know.
Like, Batman's PG-13. There's a ton of Batman stuff. Mm. Why there's no, like, I'm not saying make the stuff for kids. Actually, they should make stuff for kids.
They did it back in the 60s.
They did in the 60s. Maybe you need to create a like kid-friendly version of James Bond as a cartoon. That would be a subject for a Bond expansion. But they need... I want more stuff. And not necessarily... Like, just t-shirts. You want, like... I did get those baby... outfits for my brother's his girlfriend's expecting, so yeah. I'm gonna have a nephew who's gonna be named Thomas. So Thomas is gonna be the next James Bond in like 25 years.
Congratulations in advance. Congratulations on becoming an uncle.
Thank you. But you know, I did get those from the 007 store, so they are getting a little bit more interesting product, but the shipping is sort of expensive.
Don't they have a...
It's not as bad as before they opened the American store, but yeah, some of the products they don't you can order them. You can see them on the American website. I was going to, I'm ashamed to say that, but I was going to buy the A-Bucks. And I saw, oh, I have to go through the British.
Okay. I don't even, what was the A-Box?
You know, the box that had a bunch of like keychains, the, you know, the box that you really, really wanted. I honestly, the one thing I really wanted.
Yeah.
The one thing I want was from that box was the coasters. That's the coolest thing, I think. And I've seen people making their own, but they're in the square, and those are in a round shape. Mm. And I prefer the round shape to the square shape. Mm. I think it's more elegant, but because of shipping, I've said, screw it, I'm not buying them. Mm. So it's been my...
Yeah, I'm not much of a buyer, but I would, much like yourself, I would like to see accessible products on the market because I want the brand to make as much money as possible. And I want the James Bond culture, which you can attain through buying stuff that's branded 007, I want that culture to be more popular. So even though I might not buy that many things. I guess it would depend on what the product is. I would like to see more things available to the public. It would be recognition that the public is like really into this stuff and they want more of it, which I think would be cool.
You kind of have to make your own bootleg. Your friend Jean from the James Bond Club France, he had when he came over to record an episode for the French version, he had a polo with 007 logo printed on them. I was like, wow, that's really cool. Where have you got that? And said, no, I and my friend make it. I'm like, you're kidding. They didn't make those? That thing doesn't exist for real? I would buy it. It's just a black polo with a black braided 007 logo on your lapel. And it's beautiful.
It was a pretty nice polo. And you know what the one I've always been a little surprised that they never did? Although you can go to any t-shirt store and have it done yourself. But I'm a little bit surprised... Or I shouldn't be. Maybe this is just how Edgar's mind works. But I've always been a little bit surprised that I'd never had a t-shirt line where you could be like a Drax Industries employee or a Stromberg Shipping Line employee. I'm like, that would be kind of cool if they had those.
But those are more for the hardcore fan. I think most people wouldn't get the joke, but they actually sell some. You can buy a Saint Monique t-shirt online right now. You can buy, I think, is it Drax Industries or Zoran Industries?
Zoran.
I think either or both of them you can buy on the 007 website. You know what I think they should do?
Hoffler Clinic.
No. Way simpler than that. And it would probably sell. You get a few of the classic posters, you put them on t-shirts, and you don't put them in like high-end stores. You put them in Walmart, as they do with, like, there's a lot of Star Wars stuff. Those t-shirts will sell. Like, Joe Public would actually buy this. Yeah. Oh, it's Live and Die. It's a cool poster of Roger Moore. Why not? Hipsters would buy them.
Probably. Yeah. I wouldn't. I don't. There's something funny about posters on a t-shirt, but yeah.
No. Live and Let Die. You know what?
T-shirt? No,
guess what's your birthday present going to be?
Thank God they haven't made it. So.
thank God I haven't printed it yet.
Nor shall you.
To be determined. I have ideas. Not that I know what your birthday is.
I lied.
Okay, I doubt it. We wouldn't have been able to cross the frontier. But yeah, so bizarrely, the Funko Pops, I think we both caught our imagination somehow.
It just because it was surprising.
I was just surprised to see them back. Why are they
making more? I thought they stopped. Didn't everybody complain about these things? And like they're making more. So I guess they sold well, as you said yourself. They must. You don't make a second wave if the first wave was a failure.
Honestly, if you ask me before seeing them, if I wanted more, I would have said no. But then I saw them, I'm like, I would kind of be neat on my desk. And it is.
You want those? Do you have those?
I have those. Do I have Sean Connery with the white? Oh, yeah, I do. You know what?
Do you have all of them?
No, I don't have Jaws or Blofeld.
Okay, well, you're going home with them tonight. I don't need them.
I don't want them. It's all right. I have enough Duff's collectors. Did I tell you about, you know, I'm so glad I'm getting a little nephew because I'm going to go to drop... No, not the Funko Pops. I'm going to start with the toys. I have a shit ton of toy collection that I'm going to go, oh.
Yes, but with this, you can convert him. With this, you can seduce
him. Trust me, I'll be able to convert him. I'm going to buy him like a baby tuxedo. I'm going to buy him a child tuxedo. I'm going to buy him like cool like adult clothing. Mm. I'm going to forge him into the next 007. Mm. I'm going to teach him how to... I'm going to send him to...
Teach him how to smoke, yeah, how to drink.
Drink.
You're a good uncle.
I'm going to be an amazing uncle. I'm going to be uncle cool Uncle Matt. So that's my project. Turn a child into a smoker. Okay, this is a joke, people. This is don't. I'm not gonna teach him how to smoke. I'm actually excited about it, having the opportunity to show them James Bond, like slowly introduce him. I think it's
start with Moonraker.
You know, I'm gonna start with probably some of the Connery ones and probably Dr. No. I feel Dr. No is for young children is a good introductory film because it's slow paced. It's not too aggressive, but mind you, like depends because kids are constantly on their tablets and exposed to a billion things, and their imagination and their attention is very limited. So I don't know. I'll be surprised and interested in seeing what the reaction is going to be about my future nephew in a couple of years when he's old enough to recognize Shapes and Colors and Sean Connery, so that he can show him the movies. That's going to be interesting.
But Uncle Maddie, how can there be different people playing James Bond?
You don't worry about it.
Timeline is not an issue.
this is not Marvel. We also have the Comic-Con experience, or the second mission, which we
sort of did a debriefing about that.
Oh, we did. I forget that we did. Yeah.
It was a bit of an impromptu thing, but it's out there, man. We don't unless there was something else you wanted to bring up.
No, the video is being edited. Yeah. We just need, before I go, we'll probably film a intro. I film my outro, and Jeff is supposed to film his part of the his introduction. So part one's going to be on his YouTube page, part two on ours. But yeah, that's the plan for that. Besides that, there was a debt in the major one, actually. I kind of felt it. David S. Edison, the second. No, yeah. Not second. He's what? In my mind, he's second because he's the most important one. Probably because he's the first one to recur, and he's in the first one I saw. He's not in License to Kill. The first one I saw, and
he's also really good in it. And unlike some other actors playing Felix Leiter, he's really charming.
He's definitely charming, and I know I tried to make you listen to it, but he does the introduction of Paul Carey as he's out to live the James Bond lifestyle, which I own, and it's fantastic. I re-listened to it after learning of his passing, and he's at the end, it's like, oh, I wish I was there for you to begin on your journey. And like, oh, you are kind of now, you're kind of there.
Spiritual journey.
Yeah, no, it is. And he's sort of recounting a story of how he became an actor, and there was this contest, and he was really nervous, and he like sort of like, you know what, I need to do this. And he was leaving, and he went back into the theater, perform, and after some time, he got the part for like an internship, and it launched his career, basically. And he's in The Fly, the original Fly.
Yeah, he's a scientist, I think.
Yeah. Which takes place in Montreal, if you all remember.
It's really bizarre.
It's really bizarre. And apparently a short story, too, and I don't know why it seems random. It's like, it's not like there's more fly in Montreal than anywhere else. It's more humid in the summer, I guess, probably than a lot of places, but it's weird. But yeah, I kind of felt that he was 92 years old. He was pretty, like, I realized he was pretty old when he did License to Kill. He was like, what, look at that movie, he was
30. He was 62? In his early 60s. Yeah, it's getting married to that hot blonde. It's like,
it's good for him.
Lock that down. Hey, yeah. If she's willing, okay.
Good, have fun. Like, he's probably the same age as her father in that movie. she was actually the actress. It was on Three's Company. I found out later.
Okay, I have no idea who she is. I know her from one thing: her 5 minutes in License to Kill.
I kind of felt that I was sad, and it's one of those Bond actors I wish I had the time to meet. I would have loved to chat about License to Kill with him, but unfortunately, I won't have the chance. But you know,
yeah, no one will, and it is. Unfortunate, he's the first actor to play that part twice, although I will be it several years apart. And now we have Jeffrey Wright, who will now surpass him with three, but who's counting? You know, mm-hmm. as long as the actor's good and he's memorable for the role, we love them anyways, and we can now say, bless his heart.
Bless his heart, indeed. Which brings us to the subject that everyone has been talking about.
Where can we find that subject?
Everywhere. Everywhere. Freaking everywhere. Lashana Lynch is a
Lashine Lynch?
Isn't it?
No, no, we're going with Lashine Lynch.
No, I said Lashana.
Elle est bien juste à côté, là.
Okay. Is it Lashana?
Lashana.
Lashana, sorry. I'm French Canadian. Give me a break.
Screw you. That's fine, man.
English is not my mother tongue. And I love that Zariski always calls me the guy with the French accent. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. I should use that as my handle, the guy with the French accent.
Very sexy.
As I've been told by a couple of ladies, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't feel it. I feel like I sound like a moron when I speak in English, but...
Oh.
Yeah. But sometimes I try to...
So, out with Daniel Craig. Don't need him anymore.
Don't need him anymore. Lashana Lynch is 007. Yeah. It's
welcome to the 007 complex.
Yeah. which, I mean, I'm like, oh, people are... there are so many clickbaity articles or news stories that have been made about this. And
friend of the show, Joe Darlington, released like a little... 5 or 10 minute episode last week or whatever it was, and he will still talk about it, you and I, on this debriefing, but he I think he beat everybody to the punch as far as just saying what I was thinking. It's like, this was a test to, you know, the fan community, this was a test and you all blew it. You all failed the test. It's like, what are they doing? And no, like, you're not on the film set, you haven't read the script, Babs and McGee are not morons.
Yeah,
read between the tea leaves a little bit, people.
I feel it's mostly the media, and I hate saying that because I'm not one of those fake news. I mean, entertainment media, it's kind of like a fart in the wind for me. It's not hard news. Like, we're talking about a movie here. It's not hard news. It's
called pop culture for a reason.
Yeah.
It's gone.
So, I mean, and people get upset. I'm like, there's a lot more things to be upset than whoever is playing 007 in the next James Bond movie. It's called James Bond. It's a Bond franchise. And I mean, I've more, I guess, I wouldn't say experience, but I read a lot of comic books. And in comic books, especially in the past 20 years, there are so many stories where Superman dies, he gets replaced by four other dudes. Batman gets his back broken, gets replaced. Spider-Man gets a clone that replaces him for a while. Those stories where people get replaced in their role.
Wolverine a little girl at some point?
Yeah, Wolverine became... It was his
daughter. Well, the girl in Logan there, I think that's actually...
For a while, now Wolverine's back, but rarely those the stories of the replacements stick around. Most, like, there's a few that did, but those are, like, I think Green Lantern got replaced a couple times, but even now he's back to being Al Jordan, like the primary Green Lantern. But I'm always thinking of when Batman got replaced. I bumped in the mic in the mid '90s, and eventually Bruce Wayne came back. But the point of those stories, especially I'm thinking of Batman, is to sort of reinforced the qualities that make the original hero central to these the franchise. Like, not anyone can be Batman. Like, Batman is Bruce Wayne. Even in Batman Beyond, in ostensibly Bruce Wayne is still Batman. It's just there's a little puppet that he controls that.
I've never watched.
It's good, but it's like, Bruce Wayne is still like one of the primary characters. He's still like in more or less in charge of Batman. It's just there's another dude that pretends to be Batman. Like it's always pretenders, and it's always a story that reinforces. By the end of the story, you know that James Bond's gonna be the 007. There's not that many, like, it's not gonna be the 007 franchise. People aren't watching those movies because they love the number seven.
Yeah, it's funny. I was speaking with a coworker today. She doesn't know James Bond movies that well. You know, she thinks they're perfectly fine, and like probably like you, like you're in your group of friends and coworkers, you're the James Bond guy. It's the same thing with me. And, you know, so I was swinging by her desk to say hello, and she's, oh, what do you think of this? And no. First of all, she admitted, like, I think, because she reacted like the majority's reaction right now, and she hates the idea. I absolutely think it's retarded, her words. And I sort of tried to get across to her, you know, sort of what we're thinking. Like, just read between the tea leaves. There's a bigger play happening here. It's not what you think it is. And I straight up said, you know, well, let me ask you this. We have 24 movies, soon to be 25. It's been going on for close to 60 years. We've got to stop saying 50 years. We're approaching the 60 year now. You know. What has been making this go along? The number 007, and I use the number 007, or a character, a personality, James Bond, that happens to have the code name 007. And she didn't take more than 2 seconds before answering, the character, James Bond. Exactly. so you can calm down now. It's like, you know, it's
that's the perfect answer.
Like, who... Let's go on the street after we record today. What's more important, 007 or James Bond? The person that says 007 has never seen a movie.
No, it's not.
Or is one of those, what is that word? Infinitesimal? Whatever that word is, that really thinks, no, it's 007 and you got to change it. Because, you know, just the people that just want the political statement.
It's the code name theory. And the code name theory, I mean, is the... I'm tired of...
Why would they all behave the same? Why would they all behave the same if it was just a code name? Wouldn't you change the personality?
It is so silly an idea that they used it for a spoof.
Yeah.
Seriously, people stop it with the code name theory. Like, these movies are not designed to be a cohesive one universe, like decades long saga. No, they're making one only recently, and honestly, I think the franchise.
Hated it.
Yeah, I think the franchise I suffered because of it. I don't want to see a saga the last like 6 movies. I'm kind of tired of that, and I hope whoever picks up the role of 007 and the producers start chasing the Marvel like dream and like just make one solid movie and then make another one and then make another one. Yeah. And don't worry about continuity. And if you want to worry about continuity, just worry about it in the canon of the interpretation of with the actor that you have. And move along. If you recast, then reconceive the character a little bit, tweak it, keep the essentials the same. But if maybe he's more humorous, maybe he's more,
and the missions that the previous actor portrayed may or may not have. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, if I want to see a Bond movie, I want to see a Bond movie. I don't want to see like reference to 16 other Bond movies. It kind of annoys me when they do too much referencing. Like sometimes it's cute, and sometimes it's like it's Diana Day. We're like, oh, there's this old piece of crap from that movie. Oh, this thing is a reference. Oh, the 20th watch. Like this is distracting. I'll be honest. I'm not a fan of the Stanley cameos. It takes me out of the, like, I know it's controversial. People are gonna be, oh, I'm Stanley. No. It takes me, like, I'm watching a movie. I'm not watching a comic book. I'm watching a movie, and it takes me out. It's a reminder that I'm watching a movie. It's distracting, and I love. I think it's the Guardians movie that usually try and have it early in the movie so that you forget about it. You're no longer distracted. I hate the ones that have it in the middle or late in the movie. I'm like, this is distracting.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's my personal opinion.
Anyway, so Lashana Lynch, 007. Okay, fine. So she's playing 007.
And
okay.
My guess, I hope she's playing a secret asshole Henry Cavill type, in kind of like Mission Impossible. That she's the secret asshole, and that she's more flamboyant. The rumors of Grace Jones make me hope that she goes full on crazy, and I love it. And it's honestly, it's just I love that character in View to a Kill. And if Lashana Lynch does anything remotely like that, I'm gonna be happy. And she can do whatever she wants. I'm pretty sure, like, I'm gonna like the movie. But I wish that's my secret hope that she plays the secret asshole, and it's like a Mayday type character, because Mayday has a lot of the characteristics of James Bond in a way. She's tough, she's a little bit more assertive, and she's physically imposing, and when they cast her, they could have they casted the person that's like the polar. Not only is she a woman, she's a black woman. Like, they cast somebody who's not closely remoted to any actor that has played James Bond. And it's gonna be interesting. They cast, they couldn't cast. They didn't get their chance to. People didn't get their chance to get either Selva or a female James Bond. Now they're getting a black female 007, and it's I find it interesting how it's going to be a comment on
whether it is a comment or not. I do think, look, the producers are not morons. They obviously know what they're doing. They could, they hear, you know, they get the vibes of what's going on social media and this and that. I still believe to this day they sort of looked at that and said, "Oh, let's actually have a little bit of fun with this."
Yeah.
Let's actually go there with 007.
It's going to be fun.
The funny thing is that it'll be considered, oh, you want your cake and to eat it too. Oh, it's just for one movie, so you're not being progressive. And it's like, you know, it will annoy the fans that really think 007 can only be James Bond. Or it already has annoyed those people. And it'll annoy the people that want the whole thing to change, because let's be honest, by the end of Bond 25, James Bond is 007. Like, let's not pretend that's not going to be the case. So it's going to, at the end of the day, I think it's going to actually not win over anybody.
It's, you know, it's going to be a controversial film because it's the last Craig one. It's going to be like the one that's trying to comment on Me Too. It has all those elements built into it. And honestly, I think it's going to be a movie. I have a feeling that's going to be a controversial movie, but that it will grow on people. It's not even finished, but I'm already predicting that. It's still being made, but I feel it's going to be a special film. No matter what,
Kerry
it's going
Fukunaga
to be.
Kerry Fukunaga is a special storyteller. The fact that he's making it, it's like there's I
that I think little teaser that they showed on I loved it.
Yeah, it was really good.
It looks good. As there's colors that we haven't seen. I feel like since Casino Royale, they haven't had that much that richness of colors. Because all the other, like especially the last two movies, have been rather drab looking. I find. Like,
I think Spectre actually looks really good, but
I don't know, not drab looking, but you know, there's something missing. Like, I feel like by filming Jamie Gunn, there's an element of Bond that's being sort of brought back.
Yeah,
there's something that's been missing for decades. I'm like, I feel like I have a Dr. No vibe to this movie, and I love Dr. No. It's
it's a
vacation movie. There's so much stuff, there's so many leaks, there's so many people that have been on the set, and I'm like, I'm trying to avoid it all, but it's on my feed, and sometimes I'm
it's
like
one of those things where like, oh, they're shooting this, I'm like,
sometimes
I might as well just delete my Twitter account.
But it's funny because I've seen, like, I mean, we're in Montreal. I've seen them shoot the X-Men movies, and it's a lot of people just waiting, eating hamburgers, and waiting and waiting. Like, move, and it's a lot of people. It's not always super exciting. And I work in post production, and I see like the blue screen stuff, and I'm like, that must be so unpleasant to film those sequences. But it's interesting nonetheless.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just can't wait for that movie to be done. I'm surprised Comic-Con came and went. Not the Montreal, the San Diego one. I was suspecting a title reveal, so I don't know when they're going to reveal the title.
I don't think they're in any rush.
Yeah, they're still making the movie, but there was a rumor of it being called A Reason to Die.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I heard that apparently the night before they announced press conference, they are still on the fence, and they decided last minute, no, we're not using that. So apparently that was minutes. It was still on the fence like hours before the press conference. Are we calling it A Reason to Die? Apparently it's a reference to an obscure line from Her Majesty's Secret Service. And to be perfectly honest, I don't really like it. I think it's the most...
Pretty mundane.
It's you know, Die Another Day, License to Kill, Tomorrow Never Dies. It's just, can we not have the words die or kill in our title for a while? But I hope for a more Fleming-esque title. Like, I'm missing that flavor. Like, just those one word movie titles we've been getting since Quantum of Solace. I'm like, can we have more than one word? Can we have two or even three or even four?
And the last time we had a multiple word title, Quantum of Solace, it's not the most inspiring title for a movie.
And it's not, they missed, I've said it on, I don't remember which episode, but they missed their chance to use, sort of integrate that short story in the film itself. Mm. And I'm like, just naming the organization Quantum's just, I think I'm out.
Quantum of Solace. No.
I think I heard rumors that they're relaunching the comics again.
I don't know that industry very well. What's considered a relaunch? Why would you use the term relaunch? Well,
I think the more recent Oddjob/Goldfinger storyline is meant as a relaunch.
So and why would you relaunch it again?
My theory is that they're gonna end the Oddjob/Goldfinger storyline and start a new one, but they want new number ones because those tend to sell better. I'm still surprised.
But that's what they did with the previous iteration.
Yeah, that's what they did. But I guess
a relaunch. Maybe in comic book parlance, that's a relaunch.
I might be mistaken, to be honest. But I've been really digging the Goldfinger storyline more than I expected.
Yeah, me too. There's a part of me that still thinks I'd be having even more fun if it was an original villain. But they've been doing a good job so far.
We'll discuss it on our whenever we cover that series. But I'm actually, I was pleasantly surprised, but especially the last issue, I'm like, they have story elements that they should bring into movies.
Oh, when they go into the mines there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah,
that was quite interesting. Yeah.
I did like it. Oh no, it's good. I'm enjoying it. We're almost done. It's like issue 9.
Yeah.
And it's a 12 issue arc, as I understand it.
Something like that.
So it's like we're on the home stretch here.
You know what? I'm gonna start buying them in trade paperback. I might rebuy those because I've been digging them, and it's annoying to be always on my computer. And sometimes I want to just reread passage or just look at some of the pictures.
I can lend them to you if you want.
You know, I'm not gonna buy them by the lot anytime soon. But I sometimes like to own my own stuff.
They are fun. They are very because they're nice. Covers. I like the covers of the individual issues. They're really, really well done. It's not the same thing on the iPad. I haven't bought one on an iPad in a long time, actually. I used to because I didn't want to go paper. I wanted to be like, green, but I don't buy that much to begin with. So if I'm going to buy anything, I'll buy those in the trades. And then when they come out in hardcover, I'll just buy the hardcover.
But it's an interesting experience to read a comic on a device because it forces you to pay attention differently to the action, to the boxes, the layout.
Oh, it's cool. You can zoom in, zoom out. You can like double tap a frame, and that frame will just like it's neat.
It's a different experience, and I appreciate it because I've been reading comics for years, and I'm like, this is actually something new, and it makes me appreciate the art form differently. And to be completely honest, there's only one series that I'm like lukewarm to, and eventually we're gonna cover it on the podcast, and you'll hear my thoughts. I think we've mentioned it, but
It's the one I don't have a hardcover about.
Yeah, it's the one I read once, and
I'll pull out the old monthlies and just read them and put them back in their slips or whatever those things are called.
It's a
couple of them were good. A couple of them I legitimately enjoy, but by and large it was a little weak.
Yeah, Amaranth was one of the better ones.
Yeah, that was really good.
Like Black Bucks was okay.
We haven't done one in a while. We might be due for doing one.
I think we're due. I think we're due just to and especially we're
covering
later on stuff. Yeah,
but not a diamond. Not a Dynamite Entertainment.
Yeah, none of the Dynamite. It's I don't even remember. I thought it was Dark Horse. I don't think that's Dark Horse. We're covering later on. We're spoiler. In a few weeks, we'll release an episode of Mike Grell's Permission to Die, which I actually have the three original issues signed by the author.
When you've brought back my niece, you have my permission to die.
That's a better use of the title than the book itself, but we'll get there when we get there. So I mean, I thought I was out and I had a little bit more, but I think I don't have any other stuff. Do you have anything else?
Nothing comes to mind at the moment.
Unless let's look at my feed. I've been getting alerts. It might be something 007 related. Oh, no, it's nothing. It's just.
We're thrilled to announce that Bond 25 is coming out Christmas 2020.
Oh, my God. Don't say things like that. No, no, I thought that. Oh, that'd be pissed. It'd piss me off.
Well, at least the other times, well, they hadn't started doing much. Now they're filming, so it really would tick me off. You're making the movie. You don't need to push this back anymore.
Yeah, indeed.
Didn't they already write there was a Fast and Furious movie, but that's now coming out later in the summer because Bond has that slot. Like they've already done their exit Universal. Yeah,
I think they have to be
done their switcheroo. They
have to be committed. I mean, I think I'm out.
Oh, so am I.
So I have another question for you.
What do you want to know?
I want to know if you can tell me if we have people everywhere.
We do have people everywhere. I haven't heard that for a while. Yeah. It feels good.
It's good. And a lot of people are using that hashtag.
Yeah.
We sort of made up on the fly. I find it amusing, but at the same time, kind of cool. It is true. It's really true that we have people everywhere. Like,
do you know why more people are using it? Because we have people everywhere. There's the www.thejamesbondcomplex.com, which serves as our Tumblr account at the same time. To this day, I don't get how that works, but apparently it's our Tumblr account as well.
We have a Tumblr account. It's just that I bought the old endpoints there.
Ah.
If eventually we decide to go elsewhere, I'll have to have it. Yes, it comes like Samash.
The Facebook page, which is doing swimmingly, search for us. Search for the James Bond Complex. There's a Twitter account, which is getting a few more followers on a weekly basis, at the Bond Complex. There's Instagram, search for at the James Bond Complex. There's Anchor.fm, that's the base of operations, obviously. We keep promoting the YouTube channel. We've been talking about something that will legit need YouTube. We won't say more than that, but right now there's still a YouTube channel. What is the Google Play? Google.
Mm-hmm. Actually, good news. The YouTube channel, we have enough followers that I've been able to add. It's the James Bond Complex. It's youtube.com/the James Bond Complex. It's kind of cool.
What was it before?
It was just like a bunch of numbers and letters. I couldn't own.
How many followers do you need for that?
I think we need 100. We're at 150. It's not that much, to be honest. It's
150 people have subscribed to that crap. Wow,
it's not crap, but it's yikes. It's not the most exciting. Like, it's a lot of our podcasts
in audio form
with the background pictures. But people have listened. I've had comments. So it's there. Like, I need to add a few more episodes because I've been slacking on that.
You have enough on your plate. If I should get down and. I've been meaning to maybe understand video. My audio editing has gotten relatively sharp. I think I need to now graduate to video
editing.
One
of those days, when John invites us to his place to talk about James Bond and show us his collection, he wants me to teach him about editing, and I'll teach you both, guys. I mean,
video
editing.
I'd like that.
It's probably the best way for you guys to learn a little bit and for me to teach a little bit more. So that's something we should do in the future.
Oh, I'd be game. I could maybe do something for the YouTube because I've never touched anything to have anything to do with the YouTube.
Maybe we can shoot our own James Bond short film.
And moving on, we're also on iTunes. Search for the James Bond Complex. Subscribe. Write a review, be it positive or negative. And leave us a 5-star glowing golden. What do I say usually? A 5-star golden gun review? Is that what I say?
I think that's what you say.
Whatevs. I'm on Twitter at @00pop. That's the word @00_OH_pop.
I'm at Matt O'Claire with 2 T's.
And just as James Bond always returns,
so will we with. Now
I have no idea what's coming next week.
I mean, we're recording a bunch of episodes. I don't know which ones were.
Oh, it might be our interesting little health and
the Shrubland sessions. Yeah. That could we could. It's gonna be. Yeah, and you know what? I'm calling it. It's gonna be the Shrubland.
This is Sunday. This is Sunday. Other than the 30 seconds where I goofed up, there's really no editing for what we're doing now. And so we got a week and a half to do that.
No, it's no biggie. I'll do we called it. I'll explain a little bit what it is before.
Well, we kind of do, because that conversation happens at the end of License Renewed. What the listeners have already enjoyed at this point 1 week ago, that recording was a heck of a lot longer.
Yeah.
And it basically birthed two episodes, our License Renewed episode and something that is completely different.
It is almost like therapy for Bond fans.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
So it's real. There's a lot of personal stuff. I'm going to edit some of the stuff. I'm like, I'm not comfortable.
And you talk more in it than I do. So it's probably better because I won't know what with this Matt, you know.
That's part of
so,
the reason that I feel like there's stuff I don't want to be out there. And it's a lot of my struggles with the Bond 25 challenge.
Which is going a little bit better, though.
Yeah, it's going swimmingly right now. I'm actually proud of myself.
Ooh, I like what you did there. Swimmingly.
It's swimmingly. yeah.
And your favorite is Timothy Dalton. Stop lying.
I'm learning. I'm not, I'm not as solid as you for one-liners and zingers. And that's why I'm a little bit more like TD. I'm more like, I wouldn't say I'm not as intense as him, but the joke here, and it's gonna be the most awkward moment. I'm not as human prone as you are, but yeah, that's gonna be our next and we might be doing more of the show up sessions depending on the reaction, so it's gonna be interesting. I hope people are not disappointed by this one.
And we'll talk about maybe some Bond 25 challenge stuff, and I've actually considered bringing, I need to get myself a little GoPro whatever something, because I do exercise somewhat regularly. I'm not in like the greatest shape ever, but I do engage in certain activities.
It's motivation, honestly. It makes you accountable in a way. That's what I found. I'm like
putting it out there.
I need to even though I didn't amount to anything this week, you know, I didn't lose anything. Like, I gained weight this week. So I'm like, you know what? That's a win. That is a win.
Yeah.
Because
doing the job you do,
especially
from a physical perspective, it's really easy to gain weight.
Yeah. And especially this week. This week, I mean, sometimes my butt hurts because I'm sitting down all the time.
I can imagine. Yeah.
At my old job, I used to have smoker friends. So I went out. I didn't smoke, but I went out with them just to have, move my legs a little bit, get the blood flowing. And I don't anymore. I don't have any smoker friends anymore. So I need to find more smoker friends so I have reasons to go outside.
Sounds like we're starting another Shrubland Sessions. That'll be for the next recording.
Yeah, that's more or less what you can expect. All right. Bye-bye.
Ciao.